The fight over salmon in the Pacific Northwest is heating up again. The Bush administration plans to dramatically cut back the number of rivers the government protects for salmon and steelhead trout. The number would drop by 80%. Government spokesmen say the change will speed the recovery of the fish in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. Business groups are tentatively pleased by the proposal. Environmental groups, on the other hand, call it a gift to Northwestern loggers and builders. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
When plants and animals are added to the federal endangered species list, government biologists are supposed to draw up maps of the lands these species will need to survive. When the species in question is a butterfly, the job can be easy. But when the fate of several dozen runs of salmon and steelhead found in roughly 250,000 miles of rivers and streams hangs in the balance, government biologists are often overwhelmed. The Clinton administration tried to protect all of these streams, but home builders sued and a federal judge declared the Clinton plan null and void. Representatives of the Bush administration have been working on a replacement plan for 2.5 years now. Bob Lawn, a regional administrator with the National Marine Fisheries Service, says this administration did not let itself get overwhelmed.
We're trying to focus our advice and our concerns to the things that make the greatest difference.
The number of stream and river miles marked as critical has fallen by more than 80% in this new plan. Lawn says only streams and rivers with rare fish in them were protected this time around.
We used the best information we had to identify the habitat that was occupied at the time of listing by the species we listed.
What they didn't do was protect the streams and rivers the fish will need if they are to get anywhere near their historic numbers. Lawn says this new plan is based on a narrow interpretation of the Federal Endangered Species Act, but he denies that it's designed to make it easier to log and build near rivers used by salmon.
This is not about reducing protection for fish. It's about finding the best way to provide the protection for the fish and their habitat.
Lawn says the new plan weighs economic costs against protection needs. He says protected streams and rivers have been separated into categories as well. For example, essential spawning grounds may get more protection than streams that simply carry fish through towns. The new approach has drawn a lot of tentative praise from home builders groups who plan to reserve final judgments until they find out more about how the rules will affect their attempts to build near streams. Jerry Howard is Chief Executive Officer of the National Association of Home Builders.
We're optimistic with a cursory analysis, but it's too early to say that we love it or anything like that.
Environmental groups say they're disgusted. Todd True, a lawyer with the nonprofit group Earth Justice, says this decision cuts this program off at the knees. He calls it the latest in a series of attempts to undermine programs designed to protect rare salmon and steelhead. A recent attempt by the Bush administration to declare that salmon raised in hatcheries could be counted as part of wild salmon runs is one example, he says. Another was a recent decision not to tear out salmon-killing dams on the Columbia and Snake Rivers.
I think across just about every salmon issue in the Northwest, you see this administration turning its back on an icon that this region is determined to save.
Public meetings called to hear reactions to the plan will take place sometime in the next 60 days. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.